How's it going, folks? This is Nick Valente, ReviewFix.com, here to discuss what we've all been waiting for, the second half of Season 4 of The Walking Dead, episode entitled After. And my God, what a boring episode. I mean, it's been 2 months since the anticipation of this episode, a two-month wait. Everybody's all antsy. It was a pretty solid first half, the governor coming back and... A nice war zone that took place at the prison, like bodies hitting the floor and all that other stuff. And now we get to this unfortunate, I wouldn't say piece of crap, but it was an absolute dud. To start off, we have everybody's at the prison, basically in the aftermath of everything. Michonne's walking around, she sees the dead governor on the floor, along with Herschel's head, and Rick and Carl walk off, both beaten and battered, especially Rick, who seems to have a wheezing problem throughout the whole episode, which is an annoyance in itself, but one of the many annoyances of this episode. Obviously, Carl's become one of the biggest brats this entire series, even more so from first half of the season. Michonne has an interesting backstory involving herself. I don't know if it's a husband or a boyfriend, his friend, her son, I believe, her baby boy, in a dream sequence, which felt more like a commercial than a dream. And, to start things off, Rick and Carl are in the Atlanta suburbs. They find themselves a nice little house with a white picket fence, minus the neighbor Fred saying hello. Rick is basically half dead. He passes out. Carl's trying to wake him up. That's not happening. And then, Carl, interesting enough, goes into a little rant while Rick is passed out, knowing he's passed out and can't hear what he says. And he basically tells Rick how he really feels, that everything's his fault. He's not the leader he used to be. He's the reason why everybody around him dies, especially his mom, his wife, which is pretty messed up. And then a knock at the door, it's a few walkers, and Carl tries to be the hero. He heads out the door and tries to draw these two walkers in a strategy that really goes haywire. He really botches the whole thing as he draws him towards down the block. And in the process, almost gets himself killed. The first time. Second time, he goes into another home. It's an empty house. And little do we know, he finds a jar of pudding and a walker. Almost dies there the second time. I mean, if you could count the many times on your hand that Carl cheats death, there you go. If it wasn't a zombie apocalypse, he should play the lottery, because... I tell you, it's like one of those Final Destination movies. He cheats death so many times, it's not even funny. It shows just how idiotic and unrealistic this episode really was. And, Rick wakes up, him and Carl, have a little chat. They get along, and, because prior to that, the whole episode, Rick is being, the pain in the butt father, Carl's being the bratty little son, don't do this, I could do it, and so on and so forth. And then Michonne comes to the door, knocks on it, Rick basically says, yeah, it's for you, referring to Carl. End of the episode, and it's basically one of the worst episodes of this entire series. A real dud as a premiere goes. So, until now, until next week, we'll see what happens. But after this episode, I mean, it's going to seem like each of the survivors of the aftermath of the war zone that took place at the prison, each episode's going to refer to them. So this first episode focused on Rick, Carl, and Michonne, and it seems like the second episode will focus on Glenn, Maggie, Tyrese, and then the third episode, other characters, and so on. I mean, that's my take on it. We'll see what happens there. And, you know, overall, it was just, you know, nothing really happening. It was very slow. It was a slow pace, slow moving. The story was kind of, you know, dry. The character plots were a little, they were a little off. Michonne, I mean, that dream sequence was interesting, but at the same time, we kind of know what's going on there. She has problems of her own, you know, withdrawal of her I would say her husband or her boyfriend, you know, missing him. So it's basically, we see her as we first were introduced to her, you know, with the two zombies, they're jawless and armless, on a leash. So, but other than that, you know, I guess it is what it is in that aspect. So, you know, hopefully things will start to pick up and we'll have ourselves a nice second half and a complete total great season four. So, in due time, we will see. With that said, I'm Nick Valente of ReviewFix.com. Until next time.